Tuesday, September 1st, 2015, to order. Could I get a roll call, please?
Commissioner Fowler Payne?
Here.
Commissioner Mack?
Here.
Commissioner Martin?
Here.
Chair, if you'd stand for the flag salute. Commissioner Mack?
Everybody rise. I pledge
to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wish to review any items on the agenda tonight? No?
None.
No.
Seeing none, we'll move to community comments. Is anyone in the community? Nope. Okay. That's quick. And written communications. I don't believe we have any written communications.
None this evening.
Okay. So we'll move to the consent agenda, approval of minutes of August 18th, 2015. Did we have any changes, corrections, amendments?
None.
With regarding the meeting notes for last? I had a few. My comments, they didn't seem to be fully implemented. I made a list of comments here. I'm just going to read it in here. Commissioner Mack stated he liked the commercial architecture and the massing of the building. This is under the second item for the minutes. After traffic study, I was saying additional parking and internal vehicle circulation is necessary for the successful commercial / restaurant development. I had concerns with the residents. I wanted to see a cross-section through the street cross-sections of the residential component with the commercial buildings in the background so we can get and then I would change need to evaluate to needs to conform. And I just strike everything else out. I'm not sure what it means. But I'm going to read some of my comments that I was hoping to get in the meeting minutes. And I'll leave this for staff. But my comments were commercial parking lot was way underparked for the uses proposed. I suggested a minimum of 120 parking stalls to take in consideration peak times for the restaurant and employee parking. As in the project parking lot. And the other thing that I was concerned about for the commercial component, if the project is phased, that the commercial component needs to be constructed. Issues I had with the residential component was accessible guest stalls to each unit. Units need to adequately set back from the private street. Walking, ADA, and community services such as trash pickup to not occur in a fire lane. Looking for the site sections again to show the existing commercial and proposed commercial buildings in the background of the residential units to see the true representation of the project. And then there was an exhibit that one of the ladies had proposed ratio of residential acreage to commercial acreage should be reversed. And that's my comments on the minutes. Especially if this is going before City Council, I want them to know what I really said or the points that I had made that night. I appreciate that.
Commissioner Martin, Commissioner Fowler Payne, do you have any?
Well, touched on my concern was the parking and the access and circulation, and I had one other trash and postal service. Going to be postal delivery if it was in boxes or individual residents. Emergency service, we didn't, because this was a new commission, we did not receive packages that indicated that there was approval fire and police services. So I didn't see those, but they may have been in the original package when it came before the Planning Commission before. And that's all I have.
Okay, so with the changes that Commissioner Fowler Payne and Commissioner Mack made, can we get a motion to amend the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of that meeting, August 18, 2015, that I've handed staff, along with Commissioner Payne.
Second.
Can we get a roll call vote on that one, please?
Commissioner Mack?
Yes.
Commissioner Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Fowler Payne?
Yes.
And Chair George?
Yes. And we have no public hearings tonight, so we'll move on to non-public hearing items. Specific plan amendment 14-001, conditional use permit 14-009, vesting tentative tract map 14-001, and development agreement 15-002, subdivision of two commercial parcels into 38 residential lots, an area lot, and three commercial lots. The location is southwest corner of East Grand Avenue and South Cortland Street. The applicant is N.K. Representative is RRM Design Group. So, Matt, would you like to?
Thank you, Chair George, members of the Commission. So, at your last meeting, the Planning Commission unanimously moved to recommend that the City Council deny the proposed project. At that meeting, the resolution in front of you was for approval, and therefore staff went back and took the comments that were made resolution for denial. In some instances, the tentative recommendation is passed along without the specific findings. However, in this case, because there were several items listed and no specific findings for denial spelled out, staff wanted to return and make sure that the resolution in front of you tonight adequately reflected the Planning Commission's determination and recommendation to the City Council. So that's why we're back in front of you tonight.
Great. Thank you so much. Do we have any questions for staff?
No.
I just, as I recall in that meeting, we weren't the one who initiated the denial of the project. It was by the applicant. So did we have to come back and requesting the denial so that they could take it to City Council?
Since it was the action voted upon by this commission, that was the that is your action that you are forwarding on to the council. And as regards the comments made by the applicant in terms of his choice of continuance, requesting an action so that he can move the project forward to council, that's a matter of record and taped in terms of the meeting content. However, and I'll just take a quick note on minutes just to remind you, as Commissioner Mack has said, it's important for the council to see an opinion that you're forwarding on to the council. Action minutes, and we have expanded on those a little bit just to because of those reasons. But that's why of your comments fleshed out. They're supposed to be action minutes. They're already kind of expanded a little bit, and so I just wanted to let you know that. Or through request through our department or the city clerk. And let's see, those are the main items I wanted to cover. So,
thank you.
Question I had for applicant attempt to file an appeal before City Council at all, or is it just this motion of denial that's going to go before them?
Just the recommendation from the council. So the council will receive that from the Planning Commission, and the applicant will, of course, be there. Their concerns and propose the project. So there's no need to appeal it to the council.
Will you also let them know that we're also hoping to see option one, not just option two, shown to us at that Planning Commission meeting from the MUO?
That is being covered in the staff report being forwarded to council.
One observation I was making with the denial. Was LU5-10.1, and there was very specific for in the language that was used in the staff report, which I also handed. It's on the bottom sheet of my notes. Said within the specific plan area, small lot, single family, detached housing may be allowed in multifamily densities if integrated with and located behind a primary, distinctive, and attractive commercial mixed-use gateway component. And I don't think we, in terms of findings, I just be shown in here, and I didn't see that. I saw it. I didn't see that language anywhere here in the denial. That language was.
I believe that's in here, and I'm going to let Matt fish that out. There wasn't a whole lot of specific discussion on that particular language during the meeting, but it is before you because those findings were not made, and that is spelled out, I believe, in the resolution. Did you find it? Under the recital for general plan findings, it shows two of the able to be made in the affirmative by this commission. It discusses the inconsistency with the general plan language in terms of the detached housing format. So that's the way it was framed. It seems that the proposal, as discussed, meeting the general plan objective because of its detached format and the design issues identified by this commission. If you have more specific language you want fleshed out in that particular finding, we could make a correction on that this evening.
Maybe you should discuss that, because one of the findings, and I know we didn't vote at this collectively as a body, one of the things that I had mentioned in the meeting is it leads to deterioration of our commercial core. And I had said that last time. If we allow residential units to all of a sudden be built in the commercial zone, who's to stop the parcel across the street because we got a beautiful Figueroa Mountain Brewery that Smart and Final can't come in for an application for single-family homes? I think it was setting up, in my feeling, was it was setting a precedence in an area that can degrade our commercial core, not only our the future commercial core of projects yet to come, but our existing ones. And that was the finding that I personally had found at the meeting last time.
And you don't think that this covers it right here?
No, because it leads to deterioration of our commercial core if we allow that language to pass. It means you can leave one token commercial building on Grand Avenue, and then the rest of the land can be converted to single-family homes, and I don't think that's something we wanted to see.
Well, that's what this says. It says the general plan amendment is not consistent with the goals, objectives, policies, and programs by allowing single-family detached housing. So isn't that what you're saying? You don't want single-family detached housing?
I would not want it to replace viable commercial property. For example, Smart and Final's there now. It shouldn't pave the way for future developments to come in and change commercial to residential.
So is what you're saying is that you don't want to see any residential development in where those single-family homes were proposed in this last, you know, design iteration? You prefer to see all commercial?
I don't mind seeing a residential component, but single-family homes on detached single-family lots, no.
Chair George.
Where I was headed with that is I could make the finding that by doing this, that it degrades our commercial core, that we're sacrificing commercial land at the expense. Looked good. That okay? Well, you could just put houses behind there, and I don't think that's okay. And I don't think it's written to share that with the city council as written.
Just a couple things. Wanting to really make sure the findings for these particular entitlements. You have findings for your general plan, specific plan, and they're all sounding similar, but they're all a little different. Wanting to make sure that we are sticking it to at your last meeting, and this tonight is supposed to reflect that, so we've got to be careful not to add anything suggest to look at this. One is, this is fleshed out a little more on page 3 of your resolution, and the finding 3 for the specific plan amendment. It talks specifically about LU5, land use policy LU5-10.1, and that it's not meeting that because of it's supposed to be a priority example of this corridor. So you can look at that and see if that satisfies what you're wanting to make sure to get across in your recommendation to council. And alternatively, finding number 1, to which we are just referring, you can modify that by simply adding we talk about the incompatibility with nearby adjacent residential neighborhood, and you could simply add the potentially lead to the deterioration of the commercial corridor. That was discussed in general terms, and I feel like that would be an acceptable change if you wish to do so this evening.
Commissioner Matheson?
That would be acceptable.
Okay. I just have one question. Kind of refresh my memory here. What was on that? What was on it prior to being demoed?
You're right. It has been vacant for a very long time. The previous structure that was there was a strawberry stand back before Barry.
It was the ag field.
Correct.
Thank you.
I had another question for staff. I know it's not in here. It wasn't a request of the applicant, but we have but they were following their proposal, so they weren't specifically requesting to amend that either, were they? Is it something that we need? Nope.
With regard to the enhancement plan, I would look at the findings for the conditional use permit. we, particularly number three, that the site is 4.47 acres of vacant land. Is not physically suitable for the design and density of the residential development proposed. The you discussed at the last meeting, if you would like to include a little bit more to throughout all the findings, there's enough language regarding the design of the project, the enhancement plan, without specifically calling that out.
Thank you for that. That'd be a good place to put that in terms of not being consistent with the enhancement plan.
Commissioner Mack, did you have any other questions?
I yield to other commissioners.
Commissioner Martin?
No comment.
Commissioner Fowler Payne?
I do have a comment. You know, that piece of property has been sitting vacant for so long that, you know, it does kind of deteriorate the appearance. So my opinion is that maybe a meeting with the property owner not over impacting the residential use of it, and I think it would be in the best interest for the overall community. So I don't know if there's anything proposed, if you in the planning department have had any meetings, roundtable meetings with them or whatever, to come up with some design that's going to be acceptable for everybody, not just the developer. Because that's what the adjacent properties are concerned about, but a good development plan that can service everybody and do away with the vacant lots near on Grand Avenue.
Because this is a more of a procedural follow-up and not re-noticed as a new public hearing. But just to say, I would agree that certainly in every terms of wanting to develop a project that balances all of those goals that are laid out, it is earmarked for fairly intense use. Lots of discussions have been had over time with certainly with the development team, with this commission, with previous proposals, and going forward is what the applicant is where he is at in the
more general discussion. Communications, maybe?
That would be good. This was a public hearing item on August 18th, but there's someone in the audience that's want to make sure you didn't have any comments that you'd like to make? No? Okay. Do we have any more comments from the commission?
No.
Then I'll move to, see if I can do this. General Plan Amendment 14-002, Specific Plan Amendment 14-001, Conditional Use Permit 14, Development Agreement 15-002, located at the southwest corner of East Grand Avenue and South Cortland Street, applied for by NKT. Condition General Plan Amendment Findings Number 1 to add potential deterioration to the corridor. And Resolution Findings Number 3 to include not consistent with the enhancement plan.
I'll second.
Could we please get a roll call vote?
Chair George?
Yes.
Commissioner Martin?
Yes.
And Commissioner Fowler Payne?
Yes.
So moved. We'll move on to the notice of administrative decision since August 18. Second story addition. Did anyone have comments on that? No. 109 LaPointe had a new master comment.
No.
709 Mustang Circle had a new home. And 1305 Newport, the establishment of a four-room vacation rental. That one.
I think that's going to be coming before us on an appeal next commission meeting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll move on to commission communications. Anyone wish to?
Been at the ARC and the HRC and heard some of these items coming forth. Your communication on that would be either for this commission. It's kind of hard to judge what they're doing when you don't have a set of plans in front of you, so my recommendation would be that maybe we're given a package that they have so that we can see what's transpiring in that meeting. Position to speak or comment on it, but it would be nice to see what those plans are before it finally gets here so that we can, you know, comment here at this.
So we're certainly happy to provide that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Mack?
A couple things. Street crossing bridge meeting last week, and it was really, really nice to be invited to participate in that out there, and all the different levels of staff represented there while the proposal was being presented and the different options that were there to discuss and evaluate before the design team moved forward. And it was how it went out, and I think staff did a good job in getting our consultant there. What I see coming out of one piece at a time. First, we went through the crash rail, the different solutions. We went through the major support beams and trusses for the bridge and the different options that were available. And it was really nice to hear from a representative from the Historical Commission to comment, and a representative of ARC to comment, and a representative of the Planning Commission and engineering and everything. So as we make those choices, we can hear other people's point of view for the success of the project. So I just wanted to share that, and we're going to hopefully see a refined design come before us in the future here. And I think you'll see a lot of those comments implemented that the public's going to find as well a nice design. With that, I wanted to talk about, you know, how we can participate even more at that level, because I really like that form, how we can participate at that level with developers when they come in. I know we have a process called the Staff Advisory Committee meeting for applicants that come in with the projects. I would even, you know, adopt that format to help the developers through and have a representative from each advisory body there to get their input. Not to have a form, not to have three commissioners there or three this, that, or, but I think it'd be helpful for the applicant to have a representative from the Architectural Review Board and the Historical Committee Commission if need be, and then a planning commissioner as well. And I just wanted to offer that for discussion, because I know we want to see these parcels developed as well, but we want to see them meet our rules and our general plan and our zoning requirements and be successful for them too. And if we can flesh some of those issues out at the initial stages, I think we'll have better designs come before us, or more thought out designs with more issues resolved.
Thank you. Staff communications.
I'm glad Commissioner Mack mentioned the Bridge Street Bridge stakeholders meeting. It did take place, and we're going to continue to check in periodically at certain, I would say there are milestones of that project. There are certain design features that where we needed to make some decisions, but we'll certainly continue that format. I'm glad it, glad you're finding it helpful. As regards utilizing that format for specific projects, I would like an opportunity to take that under consideration. I do think there are very to use that format in a for some of the more that we're trying to roll out. We did put forward an RFP for the East Grand Avenue development, and we didn't get good responses, so we're going to be reissuing that RFP in the future, but that will be an effort where by this commission, certainly at the commission level, we'll be doing some workshop formats to try to flesh out the issues and at a policy, more of a policy level or a zoning level, try to resolve some of these things, parking area where we want to intensify over time, but we certainly want to do it in a balanced manner. So there's two other initiatives I can think of that would by a stakeholder group. East Branch streetscape plan. We are receiving proposals on that, and that will be a street, some streetscape planning for Mason Street up to. So another segment of the East Branch streetscape plan. So going to be working on the Halcyon Road corridor. All that's really inclusive of highway. Ultimately, in partnership with a county that's with the Caltrans Sustainable Communities Grant. So that's another effort where that stakeholders group format may work very well. But I'm certainly happy to hear that suggestion, and we'll certainly take that under advisement in terms of particular projects.
And I'm open to adjournment.
I'm ready.
Okay, so adjourned.
You have to find that.
You know.